Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos Ancolin from Opinion Research. And today we're just talking to people in your area about local issues, and we would like to include your response to the study. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado? Can you be so kind? Share your opinion?
Share my opinion? Sure, about what?
Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
What's the address?
No, we just have Colorado and the state of Colorado. Are you registered to vote in the state of Colorado?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat or as a Republican?
Neither.
Or an independent? Independent. Should I record that as your answer so we can move on?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Sir, this November, there will be an election for the U.S. president and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Vary somewhat or not certain to vote?
I would say somewhat certain to vote.
Somewhat certain. Thank you. And first of all, how would you rate the job as Cherry Creek School District does, providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I'm not really sure.
Last is there
I don't know, but I was never a part of the Cherry Creek School District.
No, but are you aware more or less? And yeah, you know, generally speaking, there are some other issues anyway. Do you think the overall level of property taxes that Colorado homeowners pay are too much, high, somewhat, about right, a little low?
Public taxes?
Much too high, somewhat high, about right, and a little low.
I would say, I don't know, for our schools, I think they're a little low. I'd like to see more of our taxes go to schools.
Okay, thank you. But this talks about the property taxes you are being charged right now. Do you think there are much too high, somewhat high, what was the other one, about right, or a little low?
I guess I would say about right. I'm not really sure about that. Property taxes are going to schools, though, aren't they?
Some of them, not all of them, and I'm glad you mentioned it because this is exactly what they're going to ask you to vote for. Now, the school district that you live in this Cherry Creek School District is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve a new school bond for building projects across the district. If approved, this bond money will be used to increase school security, construct new schools, and make repairs and renovation on existing schools, and as well as that replace aging buildings, and expand technical job skills training that prepares students to fill today's high-paying, in-demand jobs. Now, knowing that a bigger bond means being able to do more school building and renovation projects, sir, can you please answer if you will vote yes or vote no on each of the following three bond auctions? Here's the auction number one, a $750 million bond at a cost of $1.97 per month in higher property taxes, equal to $23.61 a year. For every $100,000 home value, but we'll have some of the school building projects. Would you vote yes on that one or vote no?
That's a good question. I don't, because it's a bond, so it's like, I don't like how they do that.
It would mean that you would pay a $23.61 a year higher on property taxes if you vote yes.
I would vote yes. I want to put more money in schools, and I was hoping cannabis money would go to that. But yeah, I'd vote that.
Okay. Now, this is auction number two. A $850 million bond at a cost of $2.29 per month and a higher property tax equal to $27.43 a year for every $100,000 of home value, which will pay for many but not all the new school building projects needed. A yes or no on that one?
Yeah, I'd say yes.
Okay. Auction three, a $950 million bond at a cost of $2.44 a month in a higher property taxes equal to $29.31 a year for every $100,000 of home value, which will meet all the school building and other service expansion needs of the district. Yes or no on that one?
Yeah, I'd say yes to that one.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacement, expanding space to meet demand for technical job skills training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year, for every $100,000 of home value, would you vote yes or no on this CCSD property tax increase?
Yes.
Okay, and following up, opponents to tax increase ballot issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increase them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money. A wasteful high administration overhead costs and low performance schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Can you kind of sum that up? What is it asking?
Okay, this is what some of the opponents on the tax increase in ballot issue may say about this. Now, here's the statement. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overhead costs, and low-performing schools. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat agree.
Okay. Now, lastly, here are some statements. Supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might have or might give us a reason for voting yes. Can you please rate each as either very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason for you to vote yes to raise property tax to fund projects and improvements at the SCCSD schools? Now, here's the first one. Continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Is that very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive? Reason to vote yes.
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay. Expanding Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for a certification to high-paying, in-demand jobs such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or others that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver Metro, but turns students into productive taxpaying citizens. Same questions, same options. Okay, adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. How's that statement? Very, somewhat, or not at all persuasive?
Very persuasive.
Okay. The CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of a neighboring district such as Douglas, Scott County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements.
Yeah,
same questions,
right,
and options.
I'm just going to say somewhat persuasive.
Okay. As school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old and need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Very, somewhat, and not persuasive at all.
Not persuasive.
Okay. Now, passing meal levy ballot issue, that means being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of a competitive neighboring school district and keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet students' needs. How's that statement? Very, somewhat, or not at all persuasive?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first-of-its-kind aspiring educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek. As it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will secure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for students. Persuasive varies somewhat or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. And despite recent increase in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K-12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek Voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teachers' pay. Very somewhat, or not at all persuasive?
Okay, somewhat.
Somewhat persuasive. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. We're almost done. Sir, after hearing all this information in the Cherry Creek School District, After hearing all this information, if the Cherry Creek School District say it could meet all these needs for a school building repairs and replacements, extend space to meet demand for technical jobs, skills training, and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 home value. Would you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your gender, male or female?
Male.
And what is your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 and up?
Between 18 and 39.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any children, 18 year or under? Yes or no?
No children.
Hey, I have to read it because they require me to read verbatim, but does not apply to you. Do you have any grandchildren who attend Cherry Creek School Districts? Yes or no?
No, I don't.
Hey, that's what I say at a time. And just to make sure we have it represented as simple, could you please tell me your race, Black African American, White Caucasian, Latino, Asian Pacific Islander?
Do they have a selection for mixed race? Is that something?
Yeah, they do have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do that one.
Okay. Thank you again for taking the time to help me, sir. It's been a pleasure talking to you. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Thank you.
Of course, man. You too. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye.